Thank you, Mr. Chair. So in paragraph 10, we included a possible definition for an advisory cycle lane. And so I will read it. An advisory cycle lane is a part of the carriageway signposted as such, in brackets, usually with horizontal markings only, which does not directly imply any restrictions or obligations on road users. In particular, motor traffic is allowed to enter the advisory cycle lane. Advisory cycle lane markings should not be considered as a delimitation of a space exclusively for cyclists. They can be an indicator of the space cyclists need when they are being overtaken, or of the recommended position of a cyclist on a carriageway, especially if it's not directly adjacent to the edge of the carriageway. And we put in brackets similar to sharrows. So this is the elaborated definition of advisory lane. I may continue and maybe immediately refer then to sharrows. So in connection with the advisory cycle lane, we included sharrows and we defined them as: sharrows are road markings indicating recommended position of cyclists on the carriageway. They do not imply any restrictions or obligations, but they can serve to guide cyclists, in brackets, for example, to keep safe distance from parked cars, on sections they share with motorized traffic. They can also warn other road users about the presence of cyclists. Sharrows are often used in connection with contraflow cycling, on roundabouts, or in places where cyclists can ride on a carriageway despite the existence of a segregated infrastructure. In brackets, because, for example, the cycle track does not serve all directions on the next crossing. So it's a definition with quite some explanatory information included in there. So I think, Mr. Chair, we can open the discussion on both the advisory cycle lane and sharrows. Thank you.